Good morning, everybody. It's a big schluss to be here once more. I was here about 15 months ago. Since then, yesterday, there was a shaila that came up, the halacha. As you see on your sheets, the B'nai Yisoschar, one of the famous Hasidish Svarim, teaches us that Tu B'Shvat is a special day to daven for the Esrog. Now, I don't know what you guys did, it's all over, Tu B'Shvat has come and gone, but the Shaila remains an interesting Shaila and relevant to every single Shabbos. So let's take a look at the sheets in front of you, for those of you who have. Source number one, the Yerushalmi, Masechta Shabbos, Perek Tezvov. The source of the din is a Braisa, Tani, Asur, Litvoa, Tzrochav B'Shabbos. It's an Isur forbidden for a person to ask for their requests, ask for their personal needs on Shabbos. Where does this come from? What's the problem? What is the problem of asking for your personal needs? Anybody? So let's see what the Karban Eda says. The Karban Eda on the side of the Yerushalmi. Lefi shemichlal onig Shabbos hu. Sheyachshov ha'adam ki ilu kol malachtoi osui. A person has to go into Shabbos with a state of mind as if all his work has been finished. V'hashoyel tzrochov hu mare behefech. Someone who's asking his needs is showing the opposite. Good question, right? Do not bring the malacha into Shabbos. So someone who's asking for his tzrochim is infringing on that idea. Furthermore, says the Karban Eidav, not only that, he's making himself anxious, making himself nervous. Shabbos is a day where a person is living in a spiritual realm, a different realm, a little bit elevated from the day-to-day issues of Olam Hazeh. So the Gemara goes on over there, and the Yerushalmin asks a very interesting question. Reb Zeira Shal Reb Chia Bar Bo, Ma'u Meima Re'enu Parnaseinu. We know in Birkas Hamazon, in the third brach of Rachem, we say, Re'enu Parnaseinu V'chalkaleinu, Re'enu Parnaseinu. We're asking Birkas Hamazon on Shabbos for Kadosh Baruch Hu to take care of our physical needs. Are we allowed to say that on Shabbos? Ask the Amora. And the answer was, Amalei Tofes Brochus Kachein. Tofes Brochus Kachein. And this statement is slightly enigmatic. Do you understand what it means? What does it mean, Tofes Brochus? Tofes Brochus, standard. Sounds like standard Nusach, standard formula. So you're allowed to say it because it's standard formula. The Karban Eda goes on to say, what does this mean? Karban Eda underneath, number two, source number two, Kuf Hey Ayin, Nusach HaBrocha Kachu. This is the standard Nusach. V'ein l'shanot michol l'shabbos. Don't change from the weekday text to the Shabbos text. Shelo yitbalbel bebirchoso. Shelo yitbalbel bebirchoso. Can anybody explain what that means? So number one, but what about Ritzei? You don't say Ritzei? That you can say. So to make a new addition like Ritzei, that's fine. That you have to, and you're mechuyev to. That you have to. We're not worried about Yisbal Babirchoso. But to go with the regular Nusach, what's going to happen? You're going to cut a couple of sentences out? You're going to go Rachem Na Hashem Lakeinu, and you're going to skip a couple of sentences. The regular Nusach that we want to preserve, the person shouldn't get confused. And what happens if a person has a Siddur? They have a Bencher? And it has in parenthesis, you know, don't say on Shabbos, like we have the whole way through the year. What's the problem? Just, you know, put a brackets, right? Maybe work, it could be he's working without a siddur, right? We know that siddurim is a relatively new idea, right? It's possibly working without a siddur. If you have a siddur, bencher, doesn't seem to be such a problem. Okay, that's the Karban Eidah idea. Tofes Brochus means you've got to keep the same nusach shaloyit balbel. You're going to get confused if we start chopping and changing a different nusach for Shabbos. Oh, so Shabbos in Elizak is addressing that issue. We'll get to it, Bezat Hashem. And if we don't, please remind me.
Is it a bench in Rosh Chodesh to modify them because of the...
That is a big question. Birkas HaChodesh, we'll get to it, I hope.
Some abbreviated because of that, especially if you said it.
Because the Chodesh is going to be a question. Let's see. Now, the Korban, that's the Korban Eidah. I want you to help me. I suspect that the coming Mishnah Berurah learned something else in Tofes Brachos. Right? Again, Tofes Brachos, what the Yerushalmi said, is the Heter, is what allows us to go ahead and say, Re'enu Parnaseinu. Re'enu Parnaseinu. Hashem, take care of our physical and economic needs. The Korban Eidah says Tofes Brachos means... No bilbul. Shouldn't get confused. Listen to the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Kuf Beiches Hilchas Birkas Amazon. The Shulchan Aruch says Ve'ein Leshanot Anusach Mishabes Lechol. Shulchan Aruch is of course sensitive that when you get to Rachem, Birkas Rachem is full of bakashot, full of requests. Shulchan Aruch writes Ein Leshanot Anusach Mishabes Lechol. The Bein Mishabes Bein Bechol Omer Nuscha Achas. You say one text. So the Mishnah Berurah writes Tzivkot and Tess. But to Lomar, De'im Amar Oime Bechol Urachem, Yoma B'Shabbos Gam Keim Rachem. Afol Gav Da'asolit Tvot Shachav B'Shabbat, Ha'cheshayni De Tofes Brocha Hu Kachi Tamid. Tofes Brocha Kachi Tamid. So still not, didn't say so much yet. Let's keep going. V'Gam Kol HaRachaman Yochol Lama B'Shabbos. Ask the Mishnah Berurah. Tofes Brachos allows us to continue with the Nusach of Chol onto Shabbos. But what about all the Harachamans after Yechasreinu? These are later additions. That's not really a main part of the Birkas HaMazon. That for sure we should remove on Shabbos. Harachaman Yufanaseinu B'chavod Yishbole Me'atzav Areinu. Bishleim are the main part of Birkas HaMazon. That will preserve for Shabbos. But the latter part of Birkas HaMazon... Remove it on Shabbos. What's going on? Asol etvash tracha b'Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah answers and says, Afal pi she'ein ha'mitofes ha'brocha she'tiknu chachamim, shkeim she'nagu ha'kol la'omram, but once it's become the minute to say it, b'chol pam she'mavarach in Birkas HaMazon, we say it. The fact is we say it. Na'asal ha'em ketofes brocha. It now becomes part also of Birkas HaMazon. Ve'ein b'zeh mishom she'les tracha b'Shabbos. So even the harachamans, which are not integral to Birkas HaMazon, but since that's our custom to say it, therefore we should say it on Shabbos as well. Now, I want to ask you, those words at the end of the Mishnah Berurah, Ve'ein b'zeh mishum she'les rachav b'Shabbos, to me sounds different, I think, than what the Korban HaEidah was saying. Can anybody help me? We want to know, what is Tofes Brachos doing? What's the heter, what's the permit of Tofes Brachos? Korban Eidah says, shouldn't get confused, right? So according to the Korban Eidah, they ask you a question. When a person says, Re'enu Parnaseinu, on Shabbos, are they asking Srochim on Shabbos or not? Yes, they are, but what? But you're allowed to, Shlois Baalbel. It's okay. But again, according to Korban Eidah, you asking Tzrachiv on Shabbos or not? I it's Asa. It's Asa to do that. What's the Heta? Shaloyit Baalbel. Shaloyit Baalbel. Look at the Mishnah Berurah's words. Mishnah Berurah's words, Ein b'zeh mishum she'les Tzrachiv b'Shabbos. That sounds more powerful. That sounds there is no she'les Tzrachiv b'Shabbos. Not that there is, but there's a Heta. It's Tofes, but he's explaining Tofes Brachos differently. Tofes Brachos removes the whole issue completely. There is no Tofes. There is no Sheilas Rachav B'Shabbos. How so? How does it do it? How does it do it?
He just acknowledges the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the provider.
Re'enu Parnaseinu, not Hazan Et Olam Kulo. That's Hazan, right? Hazan Et Olam Kulo. You're the person. You're the one who does it. I'm not asking, I'm just saying that's who you are. But Re'enu Parnaseinu. Oh, so that all... No, so all the poskim here say, Magen Avraham, from this Gemara, they all switch it to Re'enu, because of this Gemara. They know there's a Nusach of Re'enu. They switch it, they say, from this Gemara, the real Nusach is Re'enu. Re'enu, meaning shepherd us, lead us. What was the whole reason again? What's the problem of asking tzrochim b'Shabbos? Bitlonik Shabbos. It causes you tsar. I think the Mishnah Berurah is saying that when Tofes Brachos, it's just the standard text. I think it's what you meant. It's just the standard text. So when a person says over the standard text, it doesn't generate tsar. It's a standard nusach. It's true, it is. You're asking for something, but it's not going to generate, not generating any pain. It's just the standard text. So it's not going to cause him pain. It's not a vatlonik Shabbos. It removes completely the issue of Sheilas Rachav B'Shabbos. That's what it looks like from the Mishnah Berurah. Ein b'zeh mishum Sheilas Rachav B'Shabbos. What's Sheilas Rachav B'Shabbos? When a person starts talking about their own needs. I need $1,000 for this, and I need $2,000 for this, and there's a sick child over here, and he starts davening for his personal needs, personal, private. That is a bit of onik Shabbos. Because he's focused on himself, and he feels the pain, he feels the tsar. But if you're saying the standard, everyone is saying, then, Mishnah Berurah holds, that's ein b'zeh mishum sheilas rachav b'Shabbos. Not like the Korban Eda, I think. Korban Eda is saying it is sheilas rachav b'Shabbos, but lo yisbalbel. So if that's the case, according to Mishnah Berurah, the question now arises, well, let's ask a different question. On Shabbos we say certain things that we don't say during the week, such as Kumpurkan, Kadoshein v'mitzvah secha, secha ken b'sor secha, sabbeinu mituvecha, sampein b'shur secha, and these types of requests. So here we have a new answer, because if you can't say, well, that's tofes brachos, well, let's just use the weekday nusach and keep it on Shabbos. These are new nuschaot, new formulas that are only for Shabbos. So for that, we need here we hear one answer of ruchnius. Could be. We'll get to it, Bezat Hashem. Or it could be, according to what we've just said now, that it's a standard nusach. Right? And here we'll say like a little bit of an extra chiddush. Once we've just established that when it's a standard nusach, that doesn't generate Beetle Onik Shabbos, because it's standard, it's not personal and private. So that goes one step further. We can even masakein new formulas on Shabbos, such as, believe it or not, Birkas HaChodesh. Birkas HaChodesh, oh, this one. First of all, Kachen Mitzvah Secha, Sancha Kedem Sora Secha. Even if Ruchnius is an issue, let's assume Ruchnius is an issue, even to daven for Ruchnius, but it's a standard Nusach. There's no tsar, there's no pain there. Everyone's saying the same thing. So we can even add it in. We can even add nuschos, which are appropriate for Shabbos. And let's go now to Birkas HaChodesh. There we say, Chaim Shel Parnasa, Chaim Shel Chilut HaSamas, a nuschos which is only for Shabbos. What's the justification for that? Sorry? They miss out the first part. The first part is the addition, later addition. The main thing is really the declaration of when Rosh Chodesh is, or some form of Kiddush HaChodesh, Ma'en Kiddush HaChodesh. But what about HaChaim Shel Parnas, HaChaim Shel Chilut HaTzomas, those types of things which are, of course, not during the week, and we're putting them on Shabbos, we could say that it's Tofes Brachos, believe it or not. It's a form of Tofes Brachos, a standard Nusach. And no one is offering their private tefillot in the middle of Birkas HaChodesh, so it would be okay. And since, of course, Shabbos Mevorachim is the time of blessing where we introduce the new Chodesh, so we understand it's appropriate to masak in these tefillos.
The standard Nusach surely means the Nusach you say every day of the week, you say the Shabbos as well.
Oh, so we're saying Nuchesh, but you're saying here we see there's something more than that, because we see there are new Nuschaot. We're saying new Nuschaot, which we don't say during the week. Kachen Mitzvah on those types of things, and here Birkas HaChodesh is a stronger example because you're actually davening for Parnasa and Osha V'Chavad and things which are not Ruchnius. Right? And nevertheless, it's acceptable. So suggesting that Tofes Brachos, the idea of the Mishnah Berurah, the Tofes Brachos idea that it's something standard being said by everybody, is not something which is Gorim Bitalonik Shabbos, and on the contrary, is appropriate for Shabbos, and we should bring it in. That's what we're holding right now. The question we should ask ourselves now is the question the Gemara asks, but it kind of rises now, which is, what about davening the Shemona Esrei, the Yud Ches Brachos, the Shemona Esrei of the week? We should do on Shabbos. We should say, why are we not saying those things on Shabbos?
It's reactive, yeah.
So the Gemara says, the idea, I mean, my point being is, you'll ask me, but you're asking for personal requests. How can you do that? But the answer is, there's Tofes Brochas. It's just the same Nusach, not a problem. Go ahead. Go ahead and say the Yidchas Brochas. The Gemara asked the question. The Gemara on Daf Brochas Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, number 4 in the source sheet. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yudah Mishmalim Omi B'Tfila. Here comes the Gemara. Person's davening Shemon Esrei. V'nizka Shez Palel. I hope this never happens. V'nizka Shez Palel. And remembers he already davened. Posek V'afilu B'Emps Bracha. So he has to stop even in the middle of the Bracha. Eini, ask the Gemara, is that so? V'hammer of Nachman Yavinu Be Rabba Baravua. When we were by Rabba Baravua, Bon Mine, Hani Bnei Bnei Rav, the Talmidim of the Beis Medrash asked him, the To'u Midgiri Dechol B'Shabbos Mahu Sheyigmaru. If someone starts saying Atachonein, Ladam Das, on Shabbos, should they finish the Bracha or not? Or should they just stop? V'amalan Gomrin, call us the Bracha. Complete the whole Bracha, Atachonein. Say it to the end. So what's the difference? Why should it be in one case where a person davened already, stops right there, and in the second case when he's supposed to be davening Shabbos and he davens Chol, he finishes the bracha? The Gemara answers l'chor an easy answer, an obvious answer. Hachi hashta, is that so? Gavra bar chiyuvahu v'rabbanan hu delo atrechu mishum kovid Shabbos aval hacha hatzali lei. The meaning is that in the latter case, the fellow has a mitzvah to daven. He's a bar chiyuva. He's obligated to daven. For rabbanan delo atrechuhu, the rabbis didn't want to bother him, didn't want to trouble him with the yud ches brachas. Mishum kavod Shabbos. Aval hacha hatzali lei. But here, the guy davened already. He has nothing. He shouldn't be there at all. He's finished. So he stops. But this fellow, he has a chiyuv to daven. The question is, what does it mean? What is this expression, lo atrechuhu mishum kavod Shabbos? There's no Rashi here. What's lo atrechuhu mishum kavod Shabbos? Anybody? Okay, it's interesting. So you're saying, what's your name? I remember you from last year. I remember you sat here and we fought with each other, I remember. Baruch Hashem. So you're suggesting that lo atrechuhu mishum kavod Shabbos means this issue? This, because it might generate... Okay, what do the words sound? What do the words sound like? Lo atrechuhu, it's a little hard on the words. I'm not against, but it's a little hard on the words. So that's what it sounds like, that tirch of standing, well, that means longer anyway, meaning because we have Kriyas HaTorah and Musaf, so they wanted to be lenient in terms of the number of brachas. That's what it sounds like. That sounds like a tirch. It could be to stand in front of Hashem, you know, Omed Lifnei HaMelech, some of the rest of the davening, you're not Omed Lifnei HaMelech, but to stand in front of Hashem and with intense tefillah of Shemona Esra, Yutachat Brachas is something Chazal wanted to relax because of Kod Shabbos, which it all sounds like your Oneg, the Oneg of Shabbos. That's what it sounds like. But if we see in some of the Mefarshim here, are going to go in your direction. Let's just look in skip the Aruch HaShulchan for a minute, because I didn't quote the whole thing, but the Rambam has a tshuva called Pe'er Hador. And in it's a whole tshuva in the middle, I just took out one line there. I'm trying to explain what this Gemara means. Lo atrechuhu mishum kavod Shabbos. The Rambam says, Lo manu brachos emtsios shol yud ches. Chazal didn't remove the middle brachas of Shemona Esrei. Ki im mipnei shehi rachamim v'tachnunim. So that does sound that it's an issue of supplication, of asking for your own needs. The Rambam does sound like that. It's not a question of it's tircha to stand there for 18 brachas. It sounds like that in the Rambam. And in the Avudram, you see it clearly. Because it's not clear the Rambam's explaining the Gemara. Maybe he's coming from somewhere else. This Gemara ben Avudram seems to learn it into the Gemara in Brachas that Atrechuhu does mean the issue of asking for personal requests, which might generate a certain amount of distress. Here comes the Avudram. Like to read it? Thank you very much. You see clearly the Avudram said the word Latruche. Avudram certainly going in the Gemara, and he's saying that the issue is davening the Yud Ches Brochos of Chol on Shabbos is a problem of asking for requests on Shabbos. Asul Adam Nitzvot Tzrachov B'Shabbos, he says. Now the question is, and I throw it out to you, but we just said that it's Tofes Brochos. What's the problem? We just said that since the Nusach is a standard Nusach, it's a standard formulation, standard formula, standard text, what is the problem of davening the Shemona Esra on Shabbos? But we said, you're right, according to the Korban Edom, I'm with you. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, who said that any time you have a standard Nusach, as we explained, the standard Nusach doesn't generate distress or anything, it's just standard, so this is the standard Nusach. Sorry? Almost. But still standard. You say Rafaena, I say Rafaena. We're together.
Say it.
That's what it is. It's true it's a Tofes Brochos, but it's a Tofes Brochos that allows a person to go off onto his own personal requests. And that's what I think the Avudram said it. He said, in the second line, he said, "She'im hayalo chole, hayalo chole, ome bebirkas acholim. Vim hayatzarech parnosa, ome bebirkas hashonim." Yud Ches Brochos is a framework for us. So it's true, the words themselves are Tofes Brochos, that's 100% true. But it's a framework for us to go into each individual brocha and ask our personal request. That's what we're worried about. So technically, yes, if a person goes to the Yud Ches Brochos on Shabbos, that's fine. It's Tofes Brochos. But the concern is that when he gets to Rafa'en and he thinks about the sick person that he knows, or Parnassah issues or other issues, then he's going to go into his own personal. He's going to veer off. He's going to break away, as one does. And that's why the Yud Ches Brochos, even though it's Tofes Brochos, they're removed. According to the Avudram, it's not going to be said on Shabbos, because just in case a person might start to think about his personal issues, and then daven for his personal issues, and that's going to generate pain and sorrow and distress, a bit of onik Shabbos. When did you add your personal requests in Rosh Chodesh benching? Did you do it? You did? In Chaim Shel Chilut Tzatzamos, you asked for physical strength? You did it? In the middle of Birkas HaChodesh?
You have a kavana for something.
A kavana? Okay, a kavana. You said it out? You spoke it out? You said Chaim Shel Parnosa, and then you set out a few thousand dollars for the chasna and all this. Kavana, okay, kavana. But kavana is in the mind. It's not necessarily the chora. The chora of the issa is to speak it out and get into it. Okay, so I agree that it is a chiddush. I agree. That's what I think. I still think Birkas HaChodesh is a chiddush that they introduced it. But the chora, the frame, Birkas HaChodesh and Birkas HaMazon, right? Re'enu zuneinu parnaseinu. We're not doing it in Birkas HaMazon, I don't think, at least not in my house. And the rain is in it, Parnaseinu, no one's going off and saying... Maybe that's the real issue here, right? But the rain of Parnaseinu, we're not going off and going into detail about our personal needs of Parnasa. That's not, Birkas HaMazon is not set up for that. It's not set up for that. And I don't think Birkas HaChodesh is set up for that either. Yud Ches Brochos is set up for that. It's Bakosha, that's its essence. Its essence is Bakosha. Birkas HaChodesh and Re'enu Zuneinu is not Bakosha. Happens to be that within Rachem, there are some expressions which are expressions of bakasha, but it's not its essence. That's not what it is. That's a good kasha. I didn't get into it. It's a good kasha. So really what happens is that the Shabbos HaMilizok is neutralizing it. Shabbos HaMilizok, or Refua Krova Lovo, is neutralizing the Bakasha. It's saying, Shabbos HaMilizok, I'm not requesting now, just Refua Krova Lovo, Shabbos, the Bracha of Shabbos, it's like a statement. Refua Krova Lovo, the Shabbos HaMilizok, Shabbos is not a day that you cry out, but the Shabbos, its holiness, should guarantee, the refuah. It's not a bakasha. And that's what Aruch HaShulchan doesn't understand, why we add in Yishlach refuah shalema, certain things, doesn't understand. Really, the main thing should be Shabbos HaMilizok refuah kovalava. That is not a request. It's like a statement. It's a statement saying that Shabbos has this power to bring refuah. It's these things are questions. The poets can ask on these types of things. You know, but let's talk about what you mentioned earlier about ruchnis. Tzrochim ruchaniyim. Right? Tzrochim ruchaniyim. So I actually just read, a few minutes before the shir, that someone wanted to bring a proof from the Yushalmi itself that ruchnis is okay. Why? Because with the Yushalmi, the Rav Yechiya Bar Boz question started with Re'enu Parnaseinu. Now, that's the bracha already started with Rachem. Rachem na Hashem Elokeinu. Al Yisrael Amecha, Al Yishalayim Erecha. Al Tziyam Ashkan Kodecha. Why didn't Yerushalmi ask that? Why did Yerushalmi jump to Re'enu Parnaseinu? He should have said, can we say Rachem on Shabbos? Rachem na Hashem Elokeinu. They wanted to prove from there that what? He davened for Yerushalayim, davened for Malchus Beis David. This is not personal needs. This is Ruchaniyot, right? Ruchnius. Let's prove from there that Ruchnius is permitted on Shabbos. No issue. Only thing is, we saw the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah said in Source 3, he says, Ein l'shanas anusach m'shabbos l'chol. He says, Ratzon ha'imam b'chol rachem yom ha'shabbos gam keim rachem. Afagav the Asa Litzvot Tzrochim v'Shabbos. Even the Mishnah Berurah clearly that Rachim is the same problem. From the Mishnah Berurah at least. But let's go on over the page. I want to share with you this Raya. This is interesting. Well, two Rayas really. Two Mishnah Berurahs. The first one, Reish Peches. Sifkot and Chof Beis. Kosva Achronim Demutel Loma B'Shabbos Alokayat Shelo Netzarti. Achal and Tzarti, Eini Chedai, v'chulei. Yehi Ratzon, Shelo Echtar, that Nusach. De'ein Asa Shela Srochav, Elek Mevakesh Al Choli, O Parnasa. V'domelo, and something similar, Sheesh Tzar Lefanav, he has pain. Aval Charasas Avonos, but just, you know, generally regretting sins, Tov Loma B'chol Yom, Kevin She'eini V'loshen Vidui. He's not saying, he's just saying, you know, I don't want to sin and this. What can we prove from this Mishnah Berurah? Regarding physical needs, spiritual needs. So he's not making a request there. Charatas Avonos, it's like a statement. He's not making a request. But in terms of requests, he says, the only time it's a problem is Shemavakesh al Choli or Parnasa Vedomalo. What does that sound like? Sounds like what? Sounds like. On the other hand, he says, Sheyesh Tzar Lefanav. Sheyesh Tzar Lefanav. So, if a person has ruchnius needs, he's davening for Yerushalayim. He really feels about Yerushalayim. But it's painful for him. Why should that not be a problem? It could just be that Parnasa and Chola, the two classic examples that we have, where a person feels the stress. Those are the two big ones. But a person wants to know, be able to have chachma, wisdom to understand the Torah, and he davens to Hashem, he's very distressed about it. That should also be a problem. Don't know. Tzar causes him pain. Not sure. The Mishnah Berurah goes on. Another Mishnah Berurah. This is in Hilchos Havdalah. So we know that Atachon and Tano is in which bracha? Atachone. Why is it there? Sorry? And therefore? Okay, so we're hearing different answers, but look what the Mishnah Berurah says. Hey, it's on the page. How did you know? Not bad. B'chon en hadas. So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'kavu, kavua havdala bracha zu, v'mei she'asor litvoa tzrachav kodem havdala. Mishnah Berurah. They put it into Atachonein because you're not allowed to ask for your personal needs before Havdalah. From here we can prove what? That's true. But what are we asking for in Chonin Adas? Choneinu meyitcha deyabina v'haskel. Deyabina v'haskel, what's that? Ruchnius. So I don't get it. What do you mean, Asa Mitzvah Tzvachah v'Shabbos? This is Ruchnius. So stick it in the next bracha, not this one. This one you're allowed to ask on Shabbos.
Okay, we're asking for the next one. After
the Havdalah. Right? We say Atachon and Damdas, that's not a request. That's just a statement. And then we say Atachon and Tana, da-da-da-da-da-da. Then we say Choneinu Me'itcha De'abina V'Haskel. So it sounds like Mishnah Berurah is saying clearly that De'abina V'Haskel, which is clearly Ruchnias, you're only allowed to ask for it once you say Havdalah. Bam. Good proof? It's a good proof? No, so wait. No, wait. Stick it in before, what's the second bracha? Hashivenu. So, Achenin Adas, and then stick it in.
It's the first one, before the second, before all the brachas.
I see there's a lot of heckling over here. Please. Why? Yeah, but that's not what he says here. So what does he mean? You're saying you're bringing another reason. Not against. You're bringing another reason. But he doesn't say that here. So you're saying you have to stick in that other reason. But really, before Ashivenu. Second bracha. Before. It's another reason. Yeah, but that's not what he says here. He doesn't say that here. If you look actually, if you look at the Sharat Siyan, I wrote at the end here, Sharat Siyan on this page, it writes, B'Shem Yerushalmi, V'yesh Otam B'Gemara. There's another reason. Mibneshi Birkas Chochma. Hainu Lahake Lahavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol. Which I think what you were saying, right? Kavur B'Birkas Chochma. This is the Sharat Siyan, the footnote on the bottom. Right? It's the same man. Chofetz Chaim, the same man. He didn't stick them together in the Mishnah Berurah. He put it down below. So it sounds like the reason above stands by itself. So are we proving from here, once and for all, that to ask for Ruchnius is Asra on Shabbos? It's all over. That's it. That's where we are right now, and that's where we're going to finish, unless someone can disprove it. I'm a Rabbi Yeshiva in the Old City. So we've been, getting Talmidim and everything. So one of the boys asked me, will the Torah help me for university? Meaning I become more clever so I could, Sorry? Well, B'nai Yisoscha is talking when Tu B'Shvat is not on Shabbos. But on Shabbos. So what? Right? It's over, right? It's over. No more Ruchnius requests. We could say, I think, I'm just teasing you. But first of all, there are poskim, Rabbi Yamin Zilber, for example, Oz Nidbaru, holds that in Echlami, Gashmis Ruchnius is not permitted either on Shabbos, and you could only say standard Nuschos. That's Rabbi Yamin Zilber and Oz Nidbaru. That's what he holds. I guess you could argue on this raya that I'm bringing you, is that when the Mishnah Berurah says, Asa L'Tvah Tzvachav Kodem Havdalah, I think it was mentioned over here. The Atachonin is the first bracha of Bakasha. This is when Bakasha begins, from Atachonin. So the Mela Havdalah is put in over there, but not Einachonin, you could, not because it's also to ask for Chacham Bina V'Das, just that Atachonin is the beginning of the section of Bakasha, so we insert, right, the Brach of Havdalah. It's not a Raya Mukhrachat. One could say, if one wants to be entertaining, that maybe that's the Machlokas in the Mishnah Berurah and the Shatzion, Machlokas in inverted commas. Right? There's two reasons being brought over here. If we want to be entertaining, we could say they're arguing about whether or not you're allowed to ask for Ruchnius needs. The Mishnah Berurah holds not. And the Shatzion, who brings the other reason, as you mentioned, actually holds that it would be. As far as Tu B'Shvat's concerned, it was already. The davening for Esrog, of course, is the Chora Ruchnius needs, as long as a person has L'Shem Shamayim when they're davening for an Esrog, not from a person's own prestige, right? But for the mitzvah of Esrog, the Chora, that would be definitely Ruchnius needs. And many poskim, Rav Shach wrote, and Rav Vosna wrote, that it's permitted and even encouraged to say it in Elokai Netzor. For those who hold that Ruchnius requests are permitted, and also because the Tu B'Shvat is considered to be it's a Dava Be'ito, so it's considered to be Mesugal for the person for davening for the Esrog. I just want to finish with one vort which I heard recently. Just I think such a beautiful idea, not connected, but we say in the Birkas Kriya Shema, the bracha before Kriya Shema, Abba Rabba, which is the bracha for a success Hatzlacha in Torah. We say over there something we don't say anywhere else. Avinu Ha'av, Harachaman, our merciful Father. What's the next two words? Hamurachim, who is merciful, Rachim Aleinu. Three times the word Rachamim. Very unusual. It must be that the Shela Strachov we're about to ask for is something very, very serious. Avinu Ha'av, Harachaman, Hamurachim, Rachim Aleinu. What's it going to be? What could possibly be the request? Something Pikuach Nefesh, no question about it. Save us from death, save us from starvation, something really, really serious. And how does it go on? Same Belibenu. Same Belibenu, the Haven of the Haskell. What's so life and death about that? You see from here, and amazing. Three times Rachamim, to ask Hashem the same Belibenu. Belibenu means that we should care, we should have the desire to actually learn, the Haven of the Haskell. We should have the desire to actually understand the Torah. Right? Sounds like not just learning the Torah, to really understand the Torah. Hashem. And you know what? We need three times Rachamim for that, as you mentioned. Because without that, we're nothing. We're really nothing. We're not who we are. Our Jewish essence, the essence of ourselves, is the Chochmah. Chochmah's the Torah will be absorbed, because that's what connects us with Hashem. That is really what connects us with God. The Chochmas HaTorah. So we ask Hashem, Tein b'libein l'haven hasel, I should want this, I should desire this, and you should give me the koach to be able to succeed and understand your Holy Torah. Hashem should bless us. He should memale kol mishalas libeinu, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. Thank you very, very much.